Pharmaceutical companies help spark this epidemic by aggressively marketing opioids as low-risk solutions for long-term chronic pain. We now know that they're anything but low-risk. And yet drug makers have continued to push opioids and reward doctors who prescribe them. Attempts to crack down on prescriptions have helped. But Americans are still prescribed far more opioids than anyone else in the world, enough for almost every adult in the country to have their own bottle of pills. Political efforts in Washington have also been insufficient. In October, the White House declared a public health emergency but did not grant any additional money for the crisis. The position of drug czar remains unfilled, and a limit on Medicaid reimbursements for large facilities remains in place, though the president's own opioid commission suggested that lifting it would be, quote, the single fastest way to increase treatment availability across the nation, unquote. This issue of time, the first in our 95-year history devoted to the work of a single photographer, is an effort to go beyond charts and policy. Over more than three decades, James Nakhwe has photographed war, famine, and terror around the world for Time. He was at the Twin Towers as they crumbled on September 11, and in Baghdad as American tanks rolled in. His haunting images of withered bodies in Somalia put a spotlight on starvation there, helping save 1.5 million people. Nakhwe goes where others desperately try to flee, enduring gunfire and grenades out of the belief that the only way to stop the suffering is by bearing witness to it. Last year, we asked Nakhwe to bear witness to a pressing human crisis in his home country. He and Time's Paul Moakley spent months on the streets of Boston and San Francisco, on patrol with first responders in Ohio, New Mexico, and West Virginia, inside jail cells in Kentucky, funerals in New Hampshire, and prayer meetings in Massachusetts. In all, they made thousands of pictures and videos and conducted more than 200 interviews. On the pages that follow, Nakhwe's images are paired with voices and stories from the people on the front lines. The result is a human accounting of the toll opioids are taking on American life, the people behind the statistics.